Good morning. As Sarah said, St. Louis County is in Missouri, in case you didn't know. In my presentation today, I'm going to be describing premature mortality in our county and examine differences in rates by demographic and socioeconomic status to show premature mortality's utility as a health equity indicator. So the definition of premature mortality that I used was developed by the CDC, CSTE, and NACDD. It is the number of deaths among adults age 45 to 64 years per population age 45 to 64 years, and it's an estimate of preventable deaths. Chronic diseases have common and modifiable risk factors that could lead to premature mortality. And if health equity is achieved when everyone has the opportunity to attain their full health potential without disadvantages related to their social status, then premature mortality could indicate health inequities or persons that are not reaching their full health potential, much like other social determinant of health indicators like race, poverty or income level, and geographic location. This graph is showing trends in premature mortality in St. Louis County for 2010 to 2014. In blue is the percent of total deaths that were premature, and the yellow shows the rate in premature mortality, with an increase from 2010 to 2014 of approximately 8%, from 526 per 100,000 deaths to 568 per 100,000. Here are the leading causes of premature mortality in St. Louis County for the five-year period. Seven of the 10 leading causes were chronic diseases and make up about three-quarters of the premature mortality overall. So targeting risk factors among these common chronic diseases could potentially impact premature mortality rates. This slide is showing differences in premature mortality rates by sex and cause of death. On the left is the overall all-cause premature mortality, showing that males have a significantly higher rate than females. And on the right, by broken out by cause, are seven of the 10 leading causes that were significantly higher in males compared to females. Here are differences by race and cause of death, and you can see that on the left, for all-cause premature mortality, there's a significantly higher rate among black compared to white in St. Louis County. And on the right, broken down by cause, blacks had a significantly higher rate of premature mortality for cancer, heart disease, unintentional injury, stroke, diabetes, kidney diseases, and septicemia, and suicide was significantly higher among whites aged 45 to 64 years in St. Louis. This graph is showing that there is a significant association between premature mortality rate and neighborhood poverty level. The very high poverty level areas of St. Louis County experience almost three times the rate of premature mortality compared to those in low poverty level. And here is a map of St. Louis County showing the rates of premature mortality by zip code, and then summarizes overall regions, five regions in St. Louis County that we use to do some sub-county analyses. The rates in the outer north and inner north regions of St. Louis County have the highest rates of premature mortality. These are also associated with the highest rates of poverty, as well as black population. These increasing trends in premature mortality are a public health concern for St. Louis County. Disparities in premature mortality rates reveal potential health equity issues, especially for males, blacks, and those in high poverty level areas. In conclusion, we find premature mortality useful not only as a chronic disease indicator, but also useful for health equity indicator. It could inform health equity-focused public health interventions, which in turn might increase the number of residents achieving their full health potential. Thank you.